Don't like the look of this stuff at all. But you see, it's just all free-floating, broken ice. Kind of like lots of mini little icebergs here. But they are going to be super unstable. It's only about 100 metres. Look across the main glacier. Might have to be a case of being a bit light-footed on this. OK, here we go, Twinkle Toes.
Because it's less dense than water, ice floats. These small bergs should support my weight. But there's no way of telling how stable they're going to be.
Yes! OK, come on then, I'll give you a hand this last bit. One, two, three. Good, good. And again. Nice. Sometimes you just gotta commit to these things. Okay, next little bit. But you see how undercut all this stuff is. You don't know whether what you're standing on is just gonna drop you straight in the drink or it's gonna be solid. You do not want to end up freezing cold in this water up here.
This water will refreeze at night, and by day it will be only just above zero. It's like I've crossed a minefield, and now I'm onto solid ice. Alaska's home to more than half of the world's glaciers, over 100,000 of them. In early summer, when they're melting and moving, then they're at the most dangerous. It's no place to hang around.